here at the Combine in Indianapolis with former Browns quarterback Brady Quinn. Brady, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to be here.
All right. Once again, here we are, the Browns' number one pick, quarterback on the board, probably something they're thinking about. But before we talk about this year's quarterbacks, let's talk about last year's, another Notre Dame guy, Deshaun Kizer. Rough rookie season, but certainly showed some promise. What did you see from Deshaun?
Yeah, I mean, look, ultimately, I think he displayed what you kind of expected from a rookie. There were some times where he really flashed and showed his ability. There were some times when he was inconsistent and made some mistakes. I think that's what you're going to see out of any rookie quarterback, whoever it may be, even if you draft one this year. So he definitely displayed some ability. I just think, you know, you wanted to see that growth be more of a consistent, you know, approach going up. And I think there was times where he took maybe one step forward, then maybe two steps back. And that's the tough part, I think, for the Browns right now is, you know, looking at last year, how much can you evaluate that and read into it and see maybe what he can project to be as you're trying to make a decision on what you want to do at the quarterback position.
He's only 22 years old, and they'll probably be adding another 22-year-old in this year's draft. Let's talk about this year's prospects. A lot of different flavors. Let's start with Sam Darnold. What do you see from him?
Yeah, and you said they're going to be adding another 22-year-old. Sam Darnold's only 20 years old. So even younger. But, you know, when you look at his skill set in his game, he's got all the tools. He can make all the throws. He's got a strong enough arm. He's pretty accurate. The thing I like about him is he's able to fit balls in different sorts of windows that I think typically you're going to have to do at the NFL level. He can extend plays. That's going to be important, in particular if Joe Thomas doesn't come back, if he decides to retire for the Browns this year. You know, you may have some protection issues. And the other thing is, you know, he's big. He's durable. And I think he's a guy that has had some issues holding on to the football. He's had a number of fumbles over the past 2 years. And then really this past year, what bothered me, I think it was some of the decision-making. I thought he forced the football a number of times in different windows. I think he threw like 13 interceptions. On my breakdown, I probably had 6 or 7 of them that I think were poor decisions. The rest, you could see it was maybe a miscommunication, tip-ball, things like that.
Sure.
That happens to quarterbacks. So, you know, 2 years ago, he was phenomenal. And you didn't really see that same issue. So wondering if it was a combination of things that maybe led to that. Either way, I think he's probably the top overall prospect at this point for the Cleveland Browns at quarterback.
We've heard a lot about his motion, a little bit loopy, but the ball still comes out pretty quick. How concerning is that to you?
Yeah, you know, it's not overly concerning. I think you look at other guys who've had long motions. Byron Leftwich, for example, kind of comes to mind. I mean, and his was pretty drastic. Still had a fair amount of success, and I think you can still get away with it if you know where to go to the football and if you get it out on time. I think Sam Darnold does both those things well. I mean, one of the things, obviously, why he's not thrown at the combine, this year is because he's working on that throwing motion.
Right.
And, you know, it's a tough task to take on at this point. It's something that I wouldn't have done if I was in his shoes, but he's chosen to do it. So we'll see if he can kind of get things more efficient and compact as he prepares for his pro day. But nonetheless, I mean, that's really the only downside, I think, to him, besides maybe a little bit longer throwing motion, maybe too, just some of his maturity. You know, he's still a very young player, and I think his best days are still ahead of him.
We're at the combine, so we have to talk about hand size, because you have the fumbles, and that's something that maybe you have to explore. Is that a concern at all for you with Sam Darnold?
No, I think, one, his hands will be big enough. Anything over 9 inches should be fine, and I think he'll probably be about 9.5, 9.75, if I had to guess. Another issue is, you know, he's got a longer motion, so you'd think that if he had an issue with gripping the football, that ball would come out a lot more often in his throwing motion. You don't really see it so much as that being the case. And I think the fumbling issue, too, you could attribute to a number of things. Sometimes when you've got some of those zone read schemes or those RP in it, it's a little bit more difficult with the ball handling, right? I mean, you've got a running back who may be wanting to take that football, and you've got to pull it out. Now you're trying to re-grip to throw it. It's a complicated process. So I think his hand size should be fine. But obviously important, again, you're looking to get a big hand on that football, especially when it's rainy, snowing, you got a bad wind and all that stuff. You're going to face that in Cleveland.
All right, let's talk about the next quarterback, Josh Rosen, probably the best thrower in this draft, pure thrower maybe in the last few years, but yet he doesn't come in as the consensus number one guy. What do you see when you watch Josh Rosen?
Well, I think the biggest concern and one of the reasons why the combine was started is injury history, and that's something that I think obviously is going to plague him a little bit, is people wondering how durable is he. I think he's tough. Don't get me wrong. I think people out there who think that he's not tough just because of his injury history, you're making the wrong assessment. I think the issue with him is he hasn't finished the season really healthy, been able to play completely all the way through. But there's times, I mean, go back to the beginning of this year when they played Texas A&M, he got blitzed, he got hit, and he got back up every time, and he delivered at the end of that game to start this past season. So you're right, he's probably the most NFL-ready. I think right now if you're going to bring in a guy, he's smart, he's got a high football IQ, all that stuff, but you're not working on anything mechanically. You know, he's a guy who's going to come in right away and play, but there's questions about his demeanor, his personality. And for me, you know, it doesn't bother me so much because, especially as a young guy, when you're entering a huddle with with guys who've got families, guys who may be a decade older than you, sometimes you have to be a little bit of a jerk and you have to be able to delegate. So I'm not so much bothered by that. I think, you know, he'll be fine in that respect. It just comes down to, you know, if he gets a concussion, if he gets banged up, how does he respond? How does he come back? You know, is he going to be able to have the durability that you're looking for at that quarterback position?
I like that you said that because I feel like in this day and age, we nitpick these guys for months months and months. You were a quarterback yourself. There are different personalities that have success, and not everybody carries themselves the same way. I sometimes think some of those personality things are real unfair to a young kid.
And I think it's a little bit different when you're playing college football and then you go to the NFL level, because the one common denominator at the NFL level is everyone's getting paid. So you're all incentivized. So, you know, as far as the whole idea of playing for anyone and all that stuff, everyone's playing for the job and the job security. So it's a little bit different when you're talking about trying to rein those guys in college versus when you're in the NFL. I mean, those guys are always putting plays in the resume, so they have to be able to play for you. Otherwise, they're not going to be in the league very long. And I think he will have the leadership capabilities that teams are looking for, and he's going to display that in the interviews.
All right, let's talk about Baker Mayfield. Incredibly accurate, incredibly productive, incredibly fiery. A guy that, because of his size and because of maybe his antics unfairly compared, I think, to Johnny Manziel, when you watch him, do you see a guy that can be successful in the NFL?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I think all these quarterbacks we're talking about can be successful in the right situation and circumstance. You know, you might need a little bit more of an offense that caters to his skill set. Probably one because of his height that is centered around shotgun, not so much under center. Probably one that allows him to move around and get around the pocket a little bit and get him out in space. That's where he's so special. And you're right, he is accurate, although the one game you kind of watched in the college football semifinal against Georgia, tighter coverage, a lot more man-to-man, complicated blitz schemes from Mel Tucker, their defensive coordinator, who's formerly with the Cleveland Browns, has a defensive mind. Wasn't as accurate, struggled a little bit. So kind of curious to see how that game will translate in the Big 12, where, you know, those windows tend to be a little more open. But same thing, he's a fiery competitor. I have no issue as far as with how he handles himself. I think off the field he's got a little bit of growing up to do. And again, he's another guy who's going to have the opportunity to rectify those rumors, the things that are swirling around in the interviews.
How hard is it, though, when you're 20, 21, and you, there, our society is one where there is a lot of kind of hero worship, and you're 21 years old, and basically you've got the world in your hand. How hard is it to keep grounded in that? Because I know you went through it.
Yeah.
How hard is it to not have some issues? I mean, I think it's pretty easy to judge these people.
Well, like a human, we're all flawed.
Right.
I'm probably the wrong person to ask, because I kind of take a different approach. Look, if we can ask young men and women to go serve this country at 18, I think we can ask our quarterbacks and other players at the college football level to conduct themselves in the proper way.
Sure.
So that's kind of how I look at it. I've got a, you know, foundation that works with veterans. So, you know, I don't feel bad when a guy makes a mistake. Now, you know, you're humans, you're going to be flawed, you're going to make those mistakes. And unfortunately, because they're in the spotlight, we get a firsthand approach of seeing them kind of grow up. So we're seeing some of those mistakes by Baker Mayfield. But again, he's got the opportunity to grow and mature from it. You know, I don't compare him to Johnny Manziel. I think as a player, he more, in my mind, compares a little bit to Deshaun Watson. As far as his success at the college level, his ability, you know, based on what you saw and how he played. So I think he can be a guy, again, in the right situation and circumstance, I think he can really flourish.
All right, Josh Allen, last one, and we appreciate the time. Josh Allen, big, strong arm, mobile, not so accurate. Is he not Deshaun Kizer, who the Browns already have, in some ways as a prospect?
I think that the toughest comp and the toughest thing with evaluating Josh Allen is, you know, he played at a lower level. He didn't have a great team out around him. So, you know, when I'm breaking down film, I watch Wyoming versus Iowa. You know, you see some drop balls. You see some things that happened where you're saying, you know, that's not his fault.
Sure.
So you're kind of trying to adjust the scales and how you're looking at some of his stats. But there's no one who's got as strong an arm as him. He's a rare combination of size and athletic ability. It just comes down to, you know, can you fix some of the issues that he has mechanically? He tends to overstride a little bit. He struggles throwing to his left. And I think a lot of taller quarterbacks typically do, because they have a hard time aligning their body and their hips to throws to the left. And that's something that I think he's improved on. I mean, you saw in the Senior Bowl, he was accurate. He displayed touch, something that I didn't see as much during the season. And he got better as the week went on. So, you know, I think he's another guy who the sky's the limit as far as his ability or maybe, you know, what his ceiling is. But he may be a little bit more of a project than, you know, some teams want to take on, especially if you're drafting him in the first round.
All right, so in sum, after all that, if you were John Dorsey, Sam Darnold's the name you're calling at number one overall?
Yeah, I think right now, based on what I've broken down, what I've seen, he's probably the safest bet. You know, the concern's going to come down to, you know, what he looks like throwing the football on his pro day. You know, I personally, at this point, think it's really hard to change your motion as a quarterback. So not sure how that's going to go. You know, once you start playing the real live games, and we saw it with Tim Tebow, and I saw it firsthand, you know, at this point in your career, it's really hard to change your motion. And I'm not sure it's going to matter, though, because he played effective enough and he played well in big games at USC with that same motion. So we'll see how it looks at his pro day, but that's going to be a big one to keep an eye on.